Alaska's lieutenant governor spent a full day in Metlakatla, helping to celebrate the 130th anniversary of the state's only native reserve. He says he and his wife traveled from Ketchikan to nearby Annette Island in style on a high-speed U.S. Coast Guard vessel. They walked in the annual Founders Day parade, handing out candy to children. Malott says he also was able to catch up with friends.
My hometown is Yakutat, and we did not have a high school. Villages didn't in those days. We didn't get high schools in most communities until the mid to later 70s. And so we all went to boarding school, and I went to boarding school in Sitka with a number of folks from Metlakatla, so I have old friends there, and it was great.
Malott says he travels extensively for his job, so he can hear directly from Alaskans throughout the state. Some big projects he's spearheading for the state involve transboundary mines, fisheries, and creating a state climate change policy. Malott says the climate change project is important to Alaska in particular because this state is the first to be affected by global warming.
We have villages that need to be relocated. We have impacts that we're seeing with permafrost melting and the permafrost line moving further north with melting permafrost. All of that, there's just so much in temperature change, and we need to stay on top of it.
Malott says that project will involve working on state policies, identifying resources, and cooperating with neighboring nations and the federal government on Arctic policies. Malott addressed a recent announcement that all king salmon fishing in southeast saltwater has been closed. He says reduced king salmon returns in recent years have been a concern statewide, and the closure underscores the ongoing problem. He says there are many who believe it is related to climate change.
Ocean temperatures are changing. Weather patterns are changing. Ketchikan, if it comes to Alaska, could be the first significantly affected. That is the slower area of southeast Alaska with ocean acidification. I think they felt it a little bit out on POW already.
Malott says fish and game researchers are trying to keep an eye on the fisheries and how ocean changes might affect returns. But he says budget cuts have affected that and many other departments. He responded to some Alaskans' call for further budget cuts. He agrees the state government should always look at ways to be more efficient, but he says the state's budget is reaching a level where, if wholesale cuts continue, Alaska will become a second-class state where people don't want to live.
I didn't spend my whole life living in Alaska, trying to make it better, to suddenly find us at a place where Alaskans are willing to accept second best in order to keep a dollar in their pocket. That's not the kind of people we are. Other than that, I don't give a damn. Maybe we should end this.
While not making a formal announcement, Malott and Governor Bill Walker have said they intend to run for re-election next year. Two challengers have filed to run for the lieutenant governor job, Republicans Gary Stevens of Kodiak and Lynn Gaddis of Wasilla. Malott says he welcomes both to the race.
Elections are an opportunity and time for the Alaskan public to evaluate an incumbent's performance, which in this instance is me, of course, and to look at what others say that they might do in the same office. And I look forward to that opportunity.
Speaking of elections, that's one of the areas Malott is in charge of statutorily. He says the Division of Elections is always looking at ways to make the process better. Mail-in elections are one possibility for the future. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.